But we're going to talk about diabetes first off. And we have Ms. Kathy Nelson, who is a registered nurse, an instrumental person in the Caribbean Diabetic Association. And we want to talk candidly to her about diabetes, because diabetes is something that affects us so much. And I think we are not being serious as we should be and vigilant enough in getting ourselves screened and then knowing what we should do to, if we have it, prolong our life. If we don't have it, what we need to do to don't get it. Greetings, Ms. Nelson. Are you with us?
Yes, I am, yes.
And how are you this wonderful afternoon?
Yeah, a bit tired and rushed, busy day.
Yeah, I can associate with that. I got in here a bit late because I was running up and down myself. Now, could you tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself?
About myself?
Yes.
Well, I'm a registered nurse. I have a master's degree in nursing, and I'm a certified diabetes educator. I'm also the founder of the Caribbean Diabetes Chapter of the Canadian Diabetes Association. The chapter is, 12 years old come November.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been out in the community educating the people who already have diabetes how to manage it and to control for complications, because it's a very chronic progressive disease. The longer you have it, the more problems you're likely to have if it's not kept, if it's not controlled.
So it sounds to me that you're very knowledgeable about this subject.
Well, I try to be. I keep abreast of all the new research that's happening.
Very good. So I'm honored that you took some time out of your busy schedule to talk to us today in Radioland a little bit, because in our pre-interview, you expressed some things to me about diabetes that I didn't know. So I can see that we're only going to scratch the surface a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But first question, what exactly is diabetes?
Well, diabetes, a lot of Caribbean people listening, they usually refer to it as having sugar. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not exactly that. It's having too much sugar in the blood. That's basically what it is. The sugar levels in the blood are very high, and that is due to the inability of the body to use the food that they eat, that you eat, to turn into energy.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to do that, the body requires a hormone called insulin that is produced by the pancreas. And the pancreas is a little gland with the shape of a fish, and it sits right behind the stomach. So normally, if you're not a diabetic, when you eat the food and it enters the stomach, most of what you eat, the carbohydrates, the starch, the fiber, and the sugar, it turns into glucose. It's another form of sugar, and that's how the body is able to use it. The body cells are able to use it to produce energy. But what happens when you're not a diabetic, the pancreas does not put out the insulin right away. It sometimes does put out some, but it takes a long time to do that. Under normal circumstances, if you're not a diabetic, it immediately the pancreas senses that there's food in the stomach, it puts out the insulin immediately, and the insulin helps to get the food into the cells, so you get the energy that you need. So there is a major delay. And even when it does put out some insulin, the body is not able to use that insulin to get the food into the cell.
So what triggers the pancreas to stop producing insulin? Why does it stop?
We would know the cure for it. We would know the cure for it. Nobody knows, but there are certain things that can put you at risk for getting it.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, people who are overweight, especially carrying the weight around your waist, that is a risk factor. If you are from a certain group in the population, because they've researched these folks, if you're black, there's a high risk people living in the population, like South Asians, like blacks, whether you're African or from the Caribbean, from Latin America, the Spanish-speaking people, the Aboriginal people. It's very high in these populations. So we know that the people who are at risk, of course, if you have a family member who have the disease, your risk increases. In other words, meaning that your likelihood of getting it increases if you don't try to maintain a healthy body weight, right, and be physically active, regular physical activity. I don't mean just walking or going to the gym once in a while. It has to be, you know, be fairly consistent.
Yes.
And also to remind your family doctor, you know what, I'm from a high-risk group, you know what, my mother or grandmother had diabetes. So that, you know, you can get a blood test done every year from the vein.
Right.
So that they're always looking for any signs that you might develop diabetes.
Now, how significant is the eating in terms of getting this disease? Let's say, for example, you're a meat and potato type of guy,
mm-hmm,
or woman.
The thing is, you see, what I said earlier is that if you are overweight or obese, right,
mm-hmm,
meaning that you have too much weight, mm-hmm, for your body size, right, you're carrying too much weight, especially if the weight is around the middle. In other words, you see the people with the paunch, whether
yes,
you're male or female.
Yes.
That happens, and that put you at very high risk. Not only does it put you at high risk for developing type 2 diabetes. Of course, we have three types of diabetes. The type 2, 90% of the people in the population with diabetes have type 2 diabetes. And sometimes they walk around for years, and they're not aware that they have diabetes, even though they have symptoms. And that's where the chapter comes in. We go out there and we create awareness. You know what? You're at risk, and these are the things that you need to do to not develop type 2 diabetes. Because what happens is, a couple of years ago, they did a large study in the U.S., and actually it's the only study that they've ever done, that 43% of the people in the study were non-white, right? And they're Aboriginal, Black, Spanish-speaking people. And they did this study for three years, and in the second year they stopped the study. I think there were three arms to the study, just doing lifestyle changes, like eating healthy. But these people were monitored by a registered dietitian, an exercise physiologist, and other people that helped them for the 2 years. But these are people who had pre-diabetes. So when they fast overnight and they took the test from the vein, their blood tests, the results were 6.1 to 6.9 millimoles. And to be diagnosed for diabetes, it has to be 7. So that we group those people as pre-diabetes. They have pre-diabetes. So those were the people that they researched. 58% of those people in the study, and it was over 4,000, did not develop type 2 diabetes after 2 years. That was phenomenal,
mm-hmm,
right? Just by eating healthy, they walk every day, 5 days a week, for half an hour, and of course their eating was monitored by the dietitian.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to eat the foods you normally eat, but you're going to eat them in small amounts, you know, mm-hmm, small portions, right? And we group the foods, like you're going to eat the protein, you're going to eat the carbs, and you're going to eat your fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
So those are the four food groups.
Yes.
And then if you put them together in the right combination,
yeah,
always remembering portion sizes.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult in the Caribbean, population, because, you know, when you go to the restaurant and you buy a meal, for instance, when I have the dietitian come and give a talk, right?
Yes.
What we normally do, we go to the Caribbean restaurant and we buy a chicken dinner. I mean, that chicken dinner can serve two people, and one person will sit and eat that. They're eating too much. And then they're not active. They don't go out and walk, or, you know, you don't have to go to the gym. That's why I do not say exercise. I call it physical activity. You could mow the lawn, walk up and down the stairs. You know, instead of driving to the little corner store, you can walk. All that is physical activity, and you don't have to go out and do it for an hour. come off the bus and one stop before you reach your house. You got to get to your house. So you start out gradually and then you work it up.
So Miss Kathy Nelson, what I'm hearing from you, a guy like me who is always pushing the vegetarian/vegan lifestyle, saying that is a panacea of health. You're saying what I'm hearing from you is not necessarily you have to be a vegetarian or a vegan to prevent yourself from getting this diabetes, but it's healthy eating.
Absolutely.
And it's exercise.
Physical activity. I always use the word physical activity. Mowing the lawn, cleaning your house, hoovering, right? That is physical activity. You're doing something. You're moving. You're not sitting and knitting. Like, you know, even the TV, people sit there and just click, click, click. You remember years ago you used to go up and change your channel. You don't even have to do that anymore. You know, and it's the same with the children. There are a lot of children getting type 2 diabetes, and they know for sure that it's because of the obesity. A lot of kids are obese because they're eating too much and they're not physically active.
Now, what about a couple of things I want to ask. One, the fact that we're living in an age where everything is processed, how does it affect the diabetes? And two, what other ailments you get when you have diabetes?
Okay. It seems to come with high blood pressure and high cholesterol. High cholesterol means too much fat in the blood. There's good fat and there's bad fat. The lousy cholesterol, it's usually high. And so if you have too much fat in the blood, what happens? It narrows the vessels. It slows the rate at which the blood flows through the arteries. And guess what happens when the blood slows down? It clots. And the heart just works harder and harder, pump faster and harder to get this blood going through those vessels. And so what happens? Sometimes a clot develops and you get a heart attack. Or if it's in any of the vessels in the brain, you're going to get a stroke, right? Also, high blood pressure, the same thing. Sometimes the high blood pressure come before the diabetes. As a matter of fact, high blood pressure and high blood fats, too much fat in the blood, is one of the risk factors for getting type 2 diabetes. So, if somebody has high cholesterol and high blood pressure, they should always be checked for diabetes. Because they go together.
Now,
like horse and carriage.
So I'm hearing all these ills that will overtake your body once you get the diabetes. Now, we live in a world.
You can control it. You need to control not just the blood sugar, but the blood pressure, and the blood fats. So somebody with high cholesterol, right, too much fat, everything that they eat has to be low fat. Instead of taking 2% or 1% milk, you go to skim milk, or you could use soya. Right. And you eat. If you have to eat the meat, you trim the fat off. And no fried foods, right? Just limit the amount of fried foods and the baked goods, because they have a lot of trans fat. And that doesn't help.
But what about the fact that we're living in a world now where everything, like, you know, back in the day, we who are from the Caribbean or from the continent, and if you live in the rural areas, you know, you get ground provisions, you farm,
right.
You eat the vegetables and stuff. But now, even I go to my family house and give me kalu, and kalu come out of a tin. You understand?
And they don't need to do that, you know. And another thing is, you see, in order for them to preserve that kalu in the tin, guess what they have to put in it?
I don't know, formaldehyde?
No, they have to put salt. They put a lot of salt in it to preserve the shelf life, so it stays on the shelf for longer. So what you do is, they could use it, but what you do is you pour it in a colander and just run the cold water over it, so you wash off the salt. Do you see baked beans? I eat baked beans, right?
Yeah.
But what I do is I open the can, pour it in the colander, and wash off all that salt and the extra, you know, that gooey stuff that they put on it. Yeah, so you wash all of that off, and you're just looking at the baked beans on its own without all of that stuff. And they can always buy frozen vegetables. frozen vegetables are good.
Right.
They're cheap, and it's not so time-consuming to clean them up and cook them. It doesn't take long. So that's another alternative that they got. That's what I use all the time, frozen.
Frozen.
You know, mixed vegetables. They have the peas, they have the broccoli. I have everything frozen. Or they could do it themselves, you know, in the summertime.
So you're saying to me that what we need to do, and I'm going to sum up here, and then you can say yeah or nay, because my next interview is here. Don't want to keep her waiting too long. So because we're going to have to, this has to be continued.
Oh, yes.
So what you're saying to me, in essence, I, who my father have diabetes.
Mm-hmm. You're at risk.
Kill my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Kill my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
So my grandmother on my father's side, my grandfather on my mother's side, my father have it, my auntie have it. And it goes on, and my uncles have it on both sides of the family. So a guy like me now, every year I need to go to my doctor and get that simple blood test.
That's right, and you remind him by saying to him, I am already from a high-risk group.
Yes.
So that's number one.
Number one.
Number two, you already have it in your family. It's in the genes. But it doesn't mean you have to have it. Right? Maintain the healthy body weight, because they've done the studies. Eat healthy. Be physically active. Make sure it's regular physical activity. For people listening, then in the winter time, right, you can go in the mall. They have a lot of groups in the mall that they warm up and they walk together. And, you know, it's like a support group.
Miss Catherine Nelson, you know, I'm a relatively young guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't see myself going into the mall. That sounds like an activity for people over 60.
Not at all. I can't see myself warming up and walking the aisles of the mall. What happens if you cannot afford to pay to go to the gym?
Well,
you know, the gym fees are expensive. I used to go to the gym.
Yes, it's expensive.
And if you don't go in there, what happens? You feel you're wasting your money if you don't have enough time to nip into the gym.
Yes.
A lot of youngsters do the Walmart. You don't have to do it with anybody, you know. You could do it by yourself.
Oh.
Just park your car and go in there and do a couple laps.
Okay.
Do it every day.
Okay. Because, you know, I just see imagery of some gray-haired people walking the mall.
Yeah,
and
the
me,
thing
a black-haired person beside them.
Why people do it together is because they need someone else to motivate them to do it.
All right.
That's the key. Some people are not motivated on their own to go out there and do it. But if other people are around, it helps them, you know?
Well, Miss Nelson, looking at a big clock on the wall, the time is really against us. So listen, how can people get in touch with the Caribbean Diabetes Association?
If they go to the Canadian Diabetes Association, the chapter is on the website.
Yes.
Or they could call me at 416-987-0339.
Could you say that again, please? Because I know they were just rushing for your pen.
416-987-0339, and I can tell them about the chapter. We've been going to malls, doing mall fairs. We do the screening, taking blood pressures, and doing counseling. And we have a lot of very, very good pamphlets on high blood pressure, high cholesterol. It tells you about the medications you can take for it. It tells you about the dietary things that you need to do to control the blood pressure and the blood cholesterol. And the same with the diabetes.
Okay.
So you have to control all three.
So what we got to do next week, what I want to do next week, if you're available, we follow up next week, I want to talk about the medications they have on the market for this diabetes thing and the business of diabetes medication and the effects it has on people and the things that men think are not happening, so they stop doing certain things and then what happened as a result of that. So I'd really like to pick that up next week if we can.
Okay.
So listen, thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome.
And we'll pick it up, and you have yourself a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
I will.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now.